Hello, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversations, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week I'm bringing you an excerpt from the excellent book Sexual Intelligence. It is from the brilliant mind of Dr. Marty Klein. He's been a licensed marriage and family therapist and certified sex therapist for more than 30 years. He is a great voice in the sex education field and always writes really smart, interesting, down-to-earth reflections about sex. So I'm glad to share with you today an excerpt from one of his books, Sexual Intelligence: What We Really Want from Sex and How to Get It. He talks about sexual intelligence throughout his whole book as a set of values and perspectives that you need to cultivate in order to have the best sex life possible. This is a section on trusting your own body. Here we go. Your body feels how it feels. Sometimes it gets excited, sometimes it doesn't. Do you trust its judgment? Our bodies have no morality other than immediate sensation. Your finger doesn't know if you're putting it in a socially, quote, clean part of your partner's body or a, quote, dirty part. Your tongue doesn't know if you're licking a, quote, normal part of someone's body or a, quote, kinky part. If we judge our physical experiences through a cultural filter, this is sex, this isn't, this is clean, this is dirty, this is normal, this is sick, this is gay, we deny the body its unmedicated, uncivilized, raw intelligence and perception. We also keep sex a controlled left-brain activity, whereas sexual intelligence suggests we can more easily enjoy it via the right brain. Unfortunately, some people have to think during sex about each caress, each kiss, each moment before, quote, deciding whether to enjoy it and allowing it to continue or to reject it as too kinky, too ambiguous, too dirty, or nasty. Note that this decision is different from, yes, I want to have sex, and I don't like how that particular activity feels. Instead, this is, I can't allow myself to like this because of what I've decided it means. Over the years, I've seen men who wouldn't let their wives kiss their nipples because, quote, that's what gay guys are into, end quote. I've seen women refuse to give their boyfriends a hand job because, quote, I should use my vagina for that, end quote. I've seen both men and women reject a friendly, moist finger near their anal opening because, quote, that's way too kinky, end quote. Not it hurts or even it will hurt, but it's too kinky. It's a little like facing a new food while traveling. Some people try the new food and judge it based on how it tastes. Others ask what it is and decide whether or not to try it based on how it sounds. Dandelion buds? Flowers are made to look at, not eat. Alligator? That can't be good. A squash 6 feet tall? That's just too creepy. You miss a lot of life's richness that way. If you're trying to keep everything in life from flying out of control, it's very hard to enjoy your body's anarchy. Unless you've decided that sex is the one place where it's safe to let things go. Of course, the fear of losing control isn't always about sex. For many people, it's part of a bigger, unconscious, neurotic project. End quote. This is important to think about. Many of us have our own ideas of what is and is not okay, decent, or safe to do. And questioning those invisible assumptions that we all have is essential to an interesting, fulfilling sex life that is actually yours. Meaning, most of the judgmental ideas we've integrated about what is normal and what is deviant and not okay for you to participate in are most often learned ideas that you've picked up from somewhere. If you have any sexual activities that you think are not okay for you to participate in, consider why. As Klein said, there are two main reasons. One is that you're really just not interested in that activity, which is totally fine. Having sexual boundaries is a fine and healthy thing. Some activities may just not appeal right now. And remember that you have a lifetime of sex ahead, so be open to the idea that your interests may change over time, depending on your stage of life. The other reason for not being interested in certain sexual activities is because it means something about you. If you have any sexual activities that are off limits for you because of a perceived meaning, think about where you learned that moral judgment. Who told you that it was wrong, and whose morality are you trying to maintain? Most often, it is your mother, father, grandparents, church, or friends. And realize that you are essentially bringing them to bed with you and letting your perception of how they will judge you determine what you will and will not do in bed. You need to decide if that is what you want. Again, having boundaries and interests in bed is fine and healthy, but just have them come from you rather than an outside arbitrary source of judgment. And know that you are lovable and desirable no matter how basic or wild and weird your sexual desires are. So often at the core of only doing what you perceive as normal and quote right is the fear that if we do something outside of that, we will become unlovable and worthless as a human. And of course, no one wants that. So we stay within very narrow limits. Challenge that idea and know that at a fundamental level, you are lovable no matter what you are or are not into. This process is an important step in creating a sexuality that is yours. It's part of a sexuality detox, kicking imaginary voices out of your bed and deciding what kind of sex you want to have. It is key to you having more freedom, pleasure, and joy in bed, and we, the Pleasure Mechanics, want that for you. Feel free to be in touch with us over at pleasuremechanics.com. If you have any thoughts about this, we always love hearing from you. You can find a link to Dr. Marty Klein's book, Sexual Intelligence, over at the show notes page for this podcast at pleasuremechanics.com. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page for a complete podcast archive. For a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways, sign up for our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. When you're ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you will find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.